zu Gast jetzt hier im Studio Hotcha, die Band aus Kopenhagen und aus New York. Hello, pleased to meet you, pleased to have you here.
Thanks, pleased to be here.
Claudius Tenboy Levinson und F.W. Smoltz, ihr seid Hotcha, you are Hotcha and you are on two continents, from Copenhagen and in New York. How do you keep things going and keep yourself updated?
Well, so far it's been pretty easy. I mean, the fact that Boy and Matthias are in the same place makes, I mean, that's the basis for all the music. I mean, that's the rhythm section and everything that's there. So as far as writing the music since the beginning, most of the music has come from Boy. As far as the guitar is concerned, I mean, Matthias has written a few songs as well, but I don't really write any of the musical part as far as the instrumentation is concerned. So I only have to deal with melodies and lyrics. So if they sit together and work on some stuff and then I come in, it's actually quite an easy operation for me. It's not the way I generally used to make music. I would usually sit with a band for a long period of time and we'd work out the songs together, but this is a different way of doing it, and it seems to be working out pretty well. It actually forces me to think in a different way.
How is that for you, for the rhythm section, working without the singer?
There's a lot of freedom to it compared to sitting in a studio with four different or three different musicians, and then you jam something and then you try to decide which is, where do you want to go together, and there's a lot of talking. And when you just, in this case, just a guitar and drums in a recording environment, or where there is a possibility to play something, and if you like it, then you just hit the record button and then you move on very, very fast. And I think that's a very energy saving process.
How did this happen in the actual recording process?
Oh, actually, the first one, we were all together all the time.
Yeah, the first one, we actually went through the songs together on acoustic guitar before we actually recorded it. So we did have a little bit more.
The two next ones was like, Claudius was in New York, so and we just had to do something. So we just went into the studio and played, and then we decided that's it. And then Claudius came by and,
did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I mean, this particular record was actually, I don't know if it was the fastest that we did, because they all generally, we do them pretty quickly. But I mean, in my own head, because I had very little time with it. These guys, I don't know how long it took them to record their parts, but they sent me some ideas while I was in New York, and I heard some of the stuff, and it was pretty much basically done, but I didn't really have any opportunity to, like, absorb it. I mean, I was like, oh, it was inspirational. I was like, oh, that's cool. I can imagine doing this. I can imagine doing this. And then they also had some ideas of what they would like on it. So like some of the things that I had thought about originally wasn't what I ended up doing, because they also had some ideas like, oh, yo, why don't you just throw some rhymes on that one? I was like, really? But it worked. But it worked out. And so we went into the studio, and I think, I mean, I was in Copenhagen, I think, for 10 days maybe. I don't know if that's how long, how many, I don't even think we had that many days in the studio. And it was quite a blur. I mean, it was just like, yeah, just you have to focus your energy, and you have just a very limited amount of time. And I'm actually quite surprised how well it came out, because it just felt like it was from somewhere else. It just kind of like, you just have to do it, and you're like forced to do it, and then you just get it down and get it done, and you wake up and all of a sudden you have this album in front of you. So it was actually a pretty unique experience for me, anyway, from my point of view. It was something I hadn't done it that way before, but it worked out pretty well. The structures are there as far as the music is concerned, but it doesn't mean that I have to apply any standard way of doing anything. I mean, I can do whatever I want on top of that. I mean, if you follow traditional, like verse, chorus, verse, or sing over, you know, that has never been the case with any of the music that we do. So I could do whatever I want, but of course, limited within what's actually there. I'm not going to sing when there's no music playing. That's kind of at the end of the song, sing another eight bars just to have my
That's
own.
Kind of the nice thing about this trio that it's just there's drums and one note instrument and one singer. So, I mean, you can't fuck it up that much.
No. It
gives you a lot of freedom.
What about the album title, The Flood?
Just the song, it just came naturally. And it's funny how sometimes these things occur. I mean, how your mind works. Now, the more I go back and listen to the record, I start to put together all these different elements of how these songs make sense to me. I mean, maybe they didn't. Maybe someone else will have a completely different interpretation. But everything seemed to line up this proper way, like this kind of flood of emotion, this flood of music, just a new beginning for us as a band as well, and for myself being in New York, and it was rainy season when we came in, and just everything kind of feeds into this idea of just kind of overwhelming sensation of everything that's happening with me personally in my own personal life, and also with the music.
So what about the mood and the situation when you're writing the lyrics?
Well, most of the stuff was stream of consciousness. So they would play it. I have a notebook that I have a few words in, a couple lines, and if I can fit them somehow into it, then I will work from those couple lines and then continue. But most of it, I will just close my eyes. I will let the music tell me what to sing, and especially with the song "The Flood," that just was. I had no lyrics before it. I just heard it and I just started singing. And at the time it was, it was kind of a romantic ode. You know, I just kind of thinking about a flood of emotions for love, you know, and that's how everything kind of was built out of that.
Every recording is different and every show is different when you're playing.
Definitely.
A lot,
actually. That was, especially on the last record. I mean, I think that was something that we really tried to do to make things, like, to take that kind of approach of being, I don't want to say a jazz band, but like, you know, it's just like being what would you call that?
Freeform.
You are really a master of blowing the audience away.
Well, I think all of us have had a lot of experience with live performance. I think we all come from a real live performance background. Matthias has played with live jazz bands for many years, and Boy has been an entertainer on theater, stage, and everything, and myself as well, since I was very young. So I think that part of performance is just second nature to us, like what it is, what it takes to be. I mean, you could write great songs. Anybody, you know, but you can write great songs. But it's another aspect to actually perform it live, to have people believe you, and to really feel it, it depends on the music. Sometimes some bands are just, it's just about the music, and they put the music out there and they don't have much interaction with people. Some bands, it takes more interaction. I mean, everyone is different, and you don't need to do it one specific way. But I think all of us having kind of an entertainment background, we engage with people, and it just, I don't know, it just comes across. I think people feel the realness of it. It's not like we're up there trying to front like who we are. We're just like, this is us, and people accept it.
I just met someone here in Tübingen yesterday, in the place where we live, and she opened the door, and I recognized her, and I gave her a hug, and I asked her, is everything all right? And she looked at me, not really. And then I said, so what is it? And she shook her head, and we hugged, and then I said to her, but you coming tomorrow, which is tonight, to a show? I said, yes. So we're gonna blow you through. Like, and that's also something where I think we can be an active hotcha every night. And not because we talk as much to the audience as we maybe did with other playing situations, but just because the music washes over the audience, hopefully, and I doubt that they can think about anything else in the moment they hear the music, because it's taking up a lot of space. I'm not saying it's because it's so good, but it takes up so much space and has so much energy. So just the feeling of relieving someone from their thoughts or troubles is, for me, that's really beautiful. That makes it really worthwhile.